One of the frequently asked questions we get asked is, how do skills really help us be invested in the experience of giving birth to our baby? Now that's, in some ways from our viewpoint, not rocket science. And think about it. I mean, if you didn't know how to drive a car, how would your lack of skills impact your having to drive a car? Childbirth is an activity. Doesn't matter whether you labor, have a vaginal birth, labor, have an emergency cesarean, or have a non-laboring cesarean. It's always an activity. Activities take place over time. They have a beginning, and they have an end. So after your baby's born, you're not going to do that activity again. Even when you get pregnant a second time, or a third time, or another time, the birth isn't going to be the same. So you have this one shot. It's a one shot. It's a one off. It isn't going to happen the next day. You can't redo it. You can't replay it. So the reality is, if you lack skills, then it's something that's going to happen to you. You're going to get swept along by the current of the experience. But you're not going to be connected to it. You're not going to feel in control. You may feel overwhelmed. You may feel surreal, as though everything's, you know, unreal. It may just be an experience that happens to you, that you just go, well, that happened. But it doesn't have to happen that way. You and your partner can both be skilled. Birthing Better with the Pink Kit method are skills for both women and men, because they're based on our human body. And they evolved in the 1970s, so they've been around a long time. That means tens and thousands of families have become Pink Kit families and have used Pink Kit skills in whatever birth they have, because they made a connection. They realized that they were fortunate enough to live in countries where there were choices, but they made a deeper connection, and that is, choices aren't just items on a menu or a wish list. They really are what you want to have happen. But if you want them to happen, how are you going to get there? Are you expecting others to give you what you want? Or are you expecting to have and take responsibility for what you want by becoming skilled, so that your behavior is in alignment with the choices that you're making? Now, if you're having a non-laboring cesarean, that may be a choice you've made happily. You may not want to go into labor because you've heard that women suffer, and you don't feel that you have the fortitude to develop skills or want to spend the time. So you're trading off the hard work before the birth to the 6 weeks after the birth, which is the hard work for people who have non-laboring cesareans. There's no judgment in that. But remember one thing. You got pregnant to have a baby, no matter how your baby's born. So you can thoroughly enjoy preparing your pregnant body to be a birthing body, even though you know you're not going to have a labor and a vaginal birth. And you can use the skills on the way to the hospital, because it's still an activity you have to do. It's taking place at that time. And you can use the skills while being prepped and in surgery. Having a cesarean is a choice of how your baby is born, but it doesn't say anything about what you're going to do to stay connected to this experience. And there's no doubt that a lot of women feel really disconnected from an experience that's highly medicalized, and they don't have to anymore. You really want to be invested in being a skilled person. Even though birth is such an infrequent experience, it's not unlike any other life experience. If it's a challenging experience that you're being asked to meet, then the fact is, if you have the skills to meet that challenging experience, then you will always feel more comfortable about meeting that challenge. So we want you to be very invested, as women and men, in becoming skilled. It takes about 16 weeks. It does not take an hour a day. Maybe you spend 5 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. But you practice in between while you're doing other things, because these are life skills. You know, how you breathe and how you relax when you breathe, how you soften and relax your body, how you stay open in your body. These are all things that you can use in whatever situation you have during life. And as a pregnant woman, you can even use them more if you have lower back discomfort, or your pain in your pubic bone, or your hip, or, you know, indigestion. All of these skills can help you work through this experience. So being skilled is what permits you to birth better. It really enlivens the experience. It enriches the experience. It grows your family. It allows you to develop realistic teamwork with your partner. And for men, this is important. Women wanted their husbands to be with them. And then it became broader. You could have relatives or friends. So everybody who's going to be there should know these skills. It should just be common knowledge in your family. And you should have an expectation of yourselves that you use the skills, just like you have an expectation of everybody who drives you around, or you drive people around, that these people are well-skilled. You don't expect 50% of them to be skilled. You expect them all to be skilled and to show the skills at every moment they are behind the wheel of the car. You know now that texting and talking on the phone is really a no-no. And why is that? Because you treat driving as though it's happening to you, and you lose control more easily. So you don't want that to happen in birth, because it can make you feel disoriented. So really invest in developing the great memories that you're going to have the rest of your life.